And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 23rd of June, 2012. The typewriter was patented on this date, 1868. Christopher Latham Sholes of Milwaukee, newspaper man. His printers were on strike, so he set out to invent a machine to print letters on paper. And he came up with the keyboard, the Q-W-E-R-T-Y, the QWERTY keyboard. He tried to arrange the keys so that there was space between letters that were frequently paired together. His keyboard still doesn't make sense. There have been attempts to change it, but it's what everybody's used to now, and it would be an enormous undertaking to try to relearn the keyboard. Ernest Hemingway used a Royal typewriter, put it on top of a bookshelf, and he wrote standing up. Hunter Thompson wrote on a red IBM Selectric. And at one point in his career, he thought he could learn something about writing style by typing out word for word all of The Great Gatsby and A Farewell to Arms. Jack Kerouac was a fast typist. It was frustrating for him to have to change the paper so often, so he took long sheets of drawing paper and trimmed them so they'd fit in the typewriter. He wrote all of On the Road that way, taped them together, and made a manuscript that was 120 feet long. It's the birthday of the poet Anna Akhmatova, born in a suburb of Odessa, 1889. Wrote her first book when she was a lovely 22-year-old, a volume of love poems that made her famous in Russia. But after the revolution, her husband was executed for taking part in an anti-Bolshevik plot, allegedly. The next year, she was told she'd no longer be allowed to publish her poetry, so she set it aside. But when her son was imprisoned in Leningrad, and she stood among the women outside the prison trying to send in packages of food, one woman recognized Anna Akhmatova, and she said, "Can you describe this?" And Akhmatova set out to write what would become a 10-poem cycle for Stalin's victims called Requiem. She couldn't publish it. She didn't even dare keep a written copy. So she and her friends memorized the poems and then burned them. Finally published it in 1963. And it's the birthday of C.E. Morgan, born in Cincinnati, 1976. She studied voice at Berea College, went off to Harvard Divinity School, published her first novel in 2009, wrote the first draft in 14 days. She said, "It was like the universe opened my head and poured it in." The novel was All the Living, story of a young woman, an orphan, who moves to the rural South to live with her boyfriend on his tobacco farm. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, "When I Am Among the Trees." When I am among the trees, especially the willows and the honey locust, equally the beech, the oaks, and the pines, they give off such hints of gladness. I would almost say that they save me, and daily. I'm so distant from the hope of myself, in which I have goodness and discernment, and never hurry through the world, but walk slowly and bow often. Around me the trees stir in their leaves and call out, "Stay a while." The light flows from their branches, and they call again. "It's simple," they say, "and you too have come into the world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine." A poem by Mary Oliver, "When I Am Among the Trees," from her collection Thirst, published by Beacon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.